Tonight's Shir Simin Dalid Si'if Aleph. Simin Dalid Dine Netilas Yodayim. The halachas of washing hands in the morning, Si'if Aleph. Yirchatz Yodov. He washes his hands in the order, the sequence of the Shulchan Aruch. He wakes up, he gets dressed, goes to the bathroom, washes his hands. V'yivarech al netilas yadayim. And he makes a bracha al netilas yadayim. The Ramah says, V'yeshom, some say, Gam asher yotzeh, he should make the bracha asher yotzeh as well. V'afilu lo aset tzorachov, even if he does not relieve himself. V'chei no'ag, when that is the minig. The Mechaber continues, Mayim hapsul netilas yadayim l'sudah, the water that's invalid for washing hands before a meal, the Kamon Simen Kuf Samach, which we'll learn about later in Kuf Samach Bli Neder, K'sheirim netilas yadayim l'tfilah, that water which is not fit to Netilas Yadayim of a Suda is fit for Netilas Yadayim to daven. Mio, however, Yesh Misha Omer, Delo Mavarech Alayim, something not to make bracha on that water. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. The Mechaber begins, Yirchatz Yadav, he washes his hands. Yesh Azeh Shnei Ta'amim. There are two reasons given for washing hands in the morning. Harosh Kasav, the Rosh writes, Lefish Yadayim Shal Odom Askoni Yishein. That people's hands move about, and it's impossible when he's sleeping that he did not touch part of his body that's not clean during the night. And therefore the Chachamim instituted the bracha for washing hands, the Kriya Shema Tefillah, when you're about to say Kriya Shema and Damash Shemoneh Esrei. The Rashba writes a different reason. In the morning, after we wake up from our sleep, we are like a new creature. Like it says in Pasuk, Chadoshim la'bakarim rabo emunasecha. In the morning, we are renewed, and Hashem's emunah is great. Tzrichin anu lahoydes lo yisparach shebro anu l'chvado, l'sharso ulvaruch shemo, and we are required to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who created us, to give Him honor, and to serve Him, and to bless His name. This is why the Chacham instituted all the brachas we say every morning. So this was also instituted in the morning. The Hiskadesh B'kdushaso, to be holy in His holiness, and to wash our hands from a vessel, Kikohen Shemekadesh Yodov Minakiyor Kod Mavadaso, like the Kohen, who will wash his hands and the Kadesh his hands from the kiyar before he would do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The halacha on the toifs and kishneiat ta'amim lechumra l'inyan netila. The halacha, we follow both opinions to be strict when it comes to netilas yadayim. The kamam b'zeh siman, as will be explained later in the siman. So essentially, there are two reasons given why we have to wash our hands in the morning. The first is that our hands are not clean. During the night when we sleep, they were describing people who slept without clothes at all. And even if we do sleep in pajamas, they're often loose fitting. And it's very likely that our hands touched parts of our body that are usually covered. And therefore, we would be required to wash our hands before davening. The Rashba says different pshat, that every morning we are b'yir chadasha. We're brand new, we're refreshed. We begin our day like the kohen starts the avodah, washing our hands like the kohen washed the avodah. It's a whole different, like the kohen washed the kiyar. So it's a different concept. Not because your hands are dirty, but because you're mekadesh yourself to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a third reason that is omitted here. The third reason, if I asked anyone, why do you wash your hands in the morning? They would say, because it's tumah. It's tumah on the hands. And that reason is not mentioned here, because that reason is not al pi nigla. That's al pi nister. The nigla reasons for washing hands are these two reasons, the Rosh and the Rashba.
And tumah includes rachra.
The rachra, tumah, that's that concept is nister. If one did not make the bracha on netilas yadayim for davening, everyone agrees once davening is over, there's no going back to make that bracha on netilas yadayim until you're going to go sit down and eat a piece of toast for breakfast. But for the idea of making a bracha on netilas yadayim for davening, it's only once a day in the morning before shachas.
And if he doesn't make it,
he
wouldn't do it by
mincha? Yeah, that's it. There are shittas that we do, but we don't pass that way.
It's just because your hands are dirty, like during the night you touch unclean places. Why are you making a bracha for it in the morning?
Because
during the day
you'd always have to wash your hand, but because you have a mitzvah to daven, So the Chum said there's a mitzvah to wash your hands now to prepare for davening. He's not talking about mincha, he's talking about shachris.
I know, I'm just...
For shachris, it's for falun.
Yeah, but if it's...
For mincha, there are shittas who hold you do. We hold them not because of the Rashba. According to the Rashba, could be you would, but according to the Rashba, you don't.
The
Rashba is there's also shlinyan. And a male suffer brachas
ahal. How long do we have until after you wake up to make the bracha on the Yitzchak Chaim?
So we're going to say, see shortly, some way that they got the shul to say the bracha. We'll see right away. Sivkan Beis. Vivarech... He should make the bracha al tisidaim umiyad achron atil yivarech. He should make the bracha as soon as he washed. Vein sarach lahamtin al hanigov. It's not necessary to wait till the hands are dry. Vegam hanigov in ma'akiv. In fact, drying your hands is not ma'akiv in the bracha at all. Ve'yesh machmirin, but some are strict. Shlo yivarech arach shein agav yadav. Not to make the bracha until the hands are dry. The sviru who they hold, dein ruach ra'ah some heidayim arach hanigov. That ruach ra'ah does not leave the hands till the hands are dry. And they hold you can't make a bracha when Ruach Ra is on your hands. Now, we never even mentioned the problem of Ruach Ra. And he goes on to say, Avdasa Poskim and Kain. Poskim disagree with that. So we don't worry about the Ruach Ra business when it comes to making the bracha. To say the Yom writes not to touch his clothing until he washes his hands, but Gemara Lamashwakan is not implied away from the Gemara. Is it brachas daflon aleph? It says in the Gemara brachas on aleph. Al tito chalukcha mishachris me'ad ha-shamash v'selbash. Do not take your garments from the shamash in the morning to get dressed. Mishum sakanas mazikin. It could make him vulnerable to the mazikin. Eli yitlehu ba'atzmo mimokum shusham. He should take it himself from the place that he put it down. Va'afilo also shamash chanot the other. Even if the shamash, even if his butler washed his hands. Amin v'gemara, the Gemara says, Rechitz od panav yod v'raglim chal yom mishum kavod kono. It's covered shemayim to wash your face, your hands, and your feet every day. Obedinaseinu she'ein anu hochem yechefim in our land, where we don't go barefoot, ein sarach liuchas v'raglim shachs. It's not necessary to wash his feet in the morning, but he does have to wash his face and his hands. Sivkon gimel, gam asher yotzar, the Ramos says, some say to say asher yotzar every morning as well. Hatam, the reason, mishum d'vabayker nasi kabir chadosho. Every morning we're birchas hadasha. Utsichem on lehoydes though we have to give thanks. V'nesak and birchas alakayne shama on neshama. V'asher yatzal tzias haguf. So the combination is alakayne shama for getting back to neshama in the morning, and asher yatzal for the guf for the body. V'yesh oy to amachem. There are other reasons as well. Ayin b'achrom looking d'achrom. Because of a prima god, mufi hatam the birchas hadasha. So prima god writes as follows. So machloik is, why wash your hands in the morning? According to the Rashba, it's because b'yechadosha, we're a new creature. Im hayiner kol alayla, let's say he was up all night. Does lo nasa b'yechadosha boker? He's not a b'yechadosha in the morning. En yochel levarach hashayatza, he can't say the baruch hashayatza. Im lo satsorachem, unless he goes and relieves himself. Yesh, or even some say, dim hishtin balayla, if he urinated during the night, that he doesn't have to make Asher Yotzer. He can wait till the morning, and when he says Asher Yotzer in the morning, that would cover the middle of the night. This needs analysis. Not to mention many times in the morning when he wakes up, he needs to go to the bathroom again to urinate a second time. At that point, the bracha Asher Yotzer he'll make in the morning is no longer relevant to the bracha that he needed when he urinated during the night. As we will learn later in Siman Zayin. Because essentially the limit, the time limit of Mango Asher Yotzer is until the next time he needs to go to the bathroom. So if he wakes up in the morning, he needs to go to the bathroom. So by that point, he's got to make an Asher Yotzer for that bathroom. And it has nothing to do with what he did in the middle of the night. For Yari Shemayim, and therefore someone who is a Yari Shemayim, Yachron Atzim, he'll be strict on himself. V'yitol yodov, he'll wash his hands after urinating during the night. V'yilbash mechasayim, I'll put on his pants. V'yach v'shar dov, l'hafzik ben libel ever, put something else to separate between his chest and the lower part of his body. V'yivarach ha-shayotza, mikdabarach ha-shayotza. Essentially, it was a hassle. They didn't wear pajamas. So now, to make a bracha, I gotta get dressed. It's a whole job. So Mela, they wanted to be some Mechon Asher Yotzer in the morning. Yari Shemayim doesn't worry about the hassle. For us, it's not even a hassle. We wear pajamas, you wash your hands, you say Asher Yotzer. Ach Yireh, again, a problem that they had. if he's going to be a Yerush Shemayim about it, to make the bracha after in the middle of the night, Ach Yira Be'esa Bracha La'Hachik Meha Abit Shom Hamei Raglayim Abba Amos Imu On Bechedro. He has to be very careful to distance himself at least 4 amas from the chamber pot with the urine if it's in his room. They didn't have indoor plumbing, so if you didn't want to walk to the outhouse in the middle of the night, they had a chamber pot in the room, and everyone used it. So now, you want to make an asher yotzar in the room with the chamber pot, so you have to make sure you go away, dalam amas for that. Ve'im lohoya av miyuchel azeh, if this was not a designated chamber pot, it's enough to pour a vias of water into the urine every time that he urinates there, and that would mevatel it, so to speak, that he can make a bracha afterwards.
As opposed to,
if it's an abit shemir glayim, then that's it. That itself, you can't make a bracha in front of it. You'd have to dalal amas away from it, period, no matter what.
Is it visual ability to see what's in there, or a distance of 4 hours?
Soya ba'ashoshes. Sugi later on. We learned the halachas of soya. Seeing is not the issue over here. It's only that distance.
If you go to the bathroom in the night after falling asleep, do you have to make 2 brachas on
to that? No. If a person wakes up in the middle of the night, for us, we make an asher yatzar, we wash our hands, say asher yatzar, we do not make an al-tizdam. Al-tizdam is going to be in the morning before davening. You don't make halachas sedayim till the morning when you go into daven.
But how many times do you wash your hands?
What do you mean, how many times? Do you do negavasa?
Yeah.
It's not required. Middle of the night, you don't have to do negavasa. Se'if katan dalet. Vafilu v'chulu. Even if he doesn't use the bathroom in the morning, he should say asher yatzar, because of the idea of bir chadasha on the guf. If someone wants to avoid any questions, as soon as he does his negel vaser by his bed 3 times on each hand, he should go straight to the bathroom. He wakes up, he does negel vaser, goes straight to the bathroom. When he emerges from the bathroom, then he washes his hands a second time negel vaser, Vivarch Asher Yatzar, and then I'll say the brachas, I'll say Asher Yatzar, the Yeste Chovel Kliyam, and then he's fulfilled his requirement according to all opinions. According to this, and this is what we recommend, no brachas are said until the second of Tehillas Adam. Person wakes up, he washes Negel Vaser, there's a shaila immediately if you can make a bracha because he has to go to the bathroom. So don't make any brachas, go to the bathroom. When you come out of the bathroom, you wash a second time Negel Vaser. And then he'll make his brachas. He can say his al tisadayim, his ashiyatz, al kanisham, whatever it is, after the second tisadayim. V'toyv yoyser shlo yivarach afil abich tisadayim ala achar tilus shniyah shenoy tal achas yoser besakisi. The best thing is not to make tisadayim before the second washing after the bathroom. Ubefratim hayitzurach nakol beis tilus yishon, especially if he felt an urge to use the bathroom when he washed his hands negel vaser. Shas bevadin or shalivach, he can't make a bracha. So that's why this is the recommended process. You wake up, moda'ani, wash tilsidayim, go to the bathroom. Maybe even at that point for our bathrooms, he could wash his face. Like he says here, later on we'll talk about rinsing his mouth, he should brush his teeth. Come out, wash negel vaser a second time, and then say brachas like a mensch. Tilsidayim, asher yatzar and so on. V'chai odem kosev denochem lahabtin milavarech al tilsidayim ala acha shemenaka asa v'otzel hispalil ayitsham tamo. Chayodim says he should wait with his alam tisadayim until after he's cleaned himself and he wants to daven. Look in his reason. Achach matzasi b'sefer ma'aserav shekein ha'yinoi kagozal. I found afterwards in ma'aserav that the Vilna Gaon did this. Look in be'alocha. So essentially, this is the idea of waiting to get to shul to make the bracha tisadayim. That according to this, don't rush in the morning to tisadayim. Wait until you're in shul and then you make the tisadayim, make your brachas in shul. And that's why in the Siddurim, they put Matova before Al Tisadayim. Because they were coming to Shul first, and then they were saying all the brachas. So the Berloch has this whole discussion, is that the right way? Is that the right way? What's the best way, ideally, to make the bracha Al Tisadayim? I think most people don't do this, they don't wait to Shul, but some people could. So as far as how much time you have, as long as it's before davening, you're good. Seif katan hey, simin kuf samich. Water which is unfit for seuda. So we learn about that later in kuf samich. Tahainu mayim shenishtanu marein. Water that's color is off. O nasa b'malocha, or you use it for something like you wash dishes with it. O meluchim o sruchim, or they're very salty or rancid. Shein hakelav yochel ishtosmein, even a dog would turn away from that water. But they're still good for davening. You can use that water for davening. We just need your hands to be clean. So it's a different concept of netilas yadayim, and therefore you can use dishwashing water left over to wash your hands with yadayim. But yesh mi she'omer, not to make a bracha. But saloima, you would make a bracha al netilas yadayim. You would make a bracha rak al nekiyus yadayim. So if God zayin alayu on it, v'achronim v'chriyu, the achronim conclude, the yuchel avorach al netilas yadayim, you could make the bracha al netilas yadayim. And come on, if Zion, in which the brewer, Sivkot design, you look ahead and Siv Zion, basically the Machaber says there one should be makbit, that the water he uses for the Tiyas Adayim in the morning is just as good as the Tiyas Adayim for Suda. So even though the halacha is that it's okay, but Tayyav Lahakbid, it's a good thing he'll say later on, it's a good thing to be makbid, that the water should be fit for Suda. So generally speaking, that's what we do. We make sure the water we use is fit for tzuda, but me'ikra din, it is not required.